Hi, I'm Les.
And I'm Carrie.
We host a podcast called The Signal, which is all about Joss Whedon's Firefly and Serenity universe.
But right now, you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
Shiny.
Enjoy.
Previously on Buffy Between the Lines.
Okay, I think I finally have it.
Have what?
The outline for my revenge.
Typed it up in Word?
You see, most demons want to destroy the world, but it's still here, a testament to their utter failure.
What a bunch of losers.
My plan, still ambitious, but it's also a realistic one. We're going to destroy California. There's going to be hundreds of earthquakes, all resulting in the whole place dropping into the ocean, the Atlantis of the 21st century.
Wow.
Behold the Huffling, Lord of Arashmahar, he who turns the very air to blood. Oh, though I do suppose that would be agreeable to you, vampire, you have summoned me at great risk. Or did you wish to curse someone? I can feel your resentment, it's quite fertile, but I think I'd be better referring you to Halfrek. She's the one who deals with all our clients with parental issues.
He killed them all. I tried to tell them. That no one goes up against Spike. But they wouldn't listen.
Who the hell's Spike?
He's a legendary vampire. Determined and ruthless. He's someone I shouldn't have been expecting to run into out here. We should avoid going up against him at all possible costs.
Didn't you study the Slayer too?
The Slayer ruined everything. She and her vampire.
A vampire? Working with the Slayer? You're kidding, right?
A vampire, yes! We captured him! We thought he was the key, the way the Slayer protected him.
The key?
It was a young girl, the Slayer's sister. I should have known!
I wanted to let you know some vampires were in here looking for you yesterday. Really bad news types. Working for some guy called Javar.
Never heard of the bloke, outside the pages of a Victor Hugo novel at least. Good yarn, that. Shame they had to make a poncy musical out of it. Come on, let's get you on before something else takes a shine to you.
What the hell's he doing babysitting a little girl? I'll have to see what I can do about that.
And now, on to Buffy Between the Lines, Episode 6, Followed Footsteps.
What'd you think, ladies? I made it with my bare hands and the help of some power tools.
It's really wonderful, Xander.
You must have spent hours on it. It's so shiny.
The glitter and ribbons were Xander's idea. I helped with the lettering, despite being opposed to the Boss of Us slogan. But Xander explained to me that it would help boost Willow's ego, like how small children are awarded gold stars for work only fit to be displayed on refrigerators.
Hey, I didn't ask for any of this. And my mom never did the gold star thing. She used to say that education was its own reward.
Anya, I thought you were on board with the Willow is Boss thing. You did vote for her.
She was the only candidate, which invalidates the whole idea of the voting process. And it's not like you can replace Buffy.
I'm not trying to replace her. I never could.
That'll probably be the guy that keeps phoning about some magic books. I'm having to take care of everything while Giles falls to pieces in his own quiet British way. You don't see me being handed a plaque.
She's swamped with everything. Don't take it personally.
Right, because she's normally so accommodating.
We're all just adjusting to the situation. It's going to take time.
No one besides Anya thinks I'm trying to take over, do they?
Of course we don't.
Hey, I was the one that said let's make Willow boss. You've done a lot for us. You've earned this.
I've read this more times than I care to admit. It's just not making sense. I feel like I'm missing something.
Maybe if you tried reading it out loud?
All right. 11 across, 8 letters, a type of monument. I give up. Oh, Caroline, you're in the obituaries. There's a very pretty picture of you. Really, those cheekbones were what made you more than just another dinner date.
Does it say anything else about me?
Let's see. In loving memory, blah, blah, blah. Killed by rabid dogs?
Well, that's not very creative. Mark got ritualistic murder with an ice pick.
Well, at least this time a barbecue fork didn't take your credit, Jarvet.
Oh, there's an art exposition at a local art gallery this weekend. Invite only. I guess I could wait in the parking lot, grab a meal, and snag some tickets that way.
Sounds kind of dull. Can't we just go clubbing in L.A.? Maybe we'll spot someone famous. Oh, and then we can eat them!
We are not going to L.A. It's a vacuous hell. Do I have to explain the plan to you again? I'll go on my own. Mark, almost time to go.
I'll go get Tim.
Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
All right, there we go. Okay, is that good? All right, can hear it. Okay, here's today's ad. Hey, Ashley. Hang on. Do you like Brazil?
What?
Do you like Brazil? Like that old movie, Brazil? No, the Brazil.
I guess so. I don't know.
All right, well, let's say you do.
Okay, I like Brazil.
All right, let's say you wanted to listen to a podcast about Brazil.
Let's say I do.
All right. Why don't you go to BrazilianismsPodcast.com?
BrazilianismsPodcast.com, you say?
That's right. BrazilianismPodcast.com. Great podcast by an old friend of mine. You can go check it out. You can listen to it. You can learn all about Brazil and this wonderful life that you could be having in Brazil. And
you have no idea what this is about, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, anyway, you should check out BrazilianismPodcast.com. And that's B-R-A-Z... BrazilianismsPodcast.com.
Right, BrazilianismsPodcast.com. For all your Brazilian podcast needs.
You're just a total dork.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
They look smaller.
8 hours to sunrise. 20 miles to land.
I just might make it.
Hey, I'm sorry for what happened, but if I ever see you again, I'm going to have to kill you.
Aye, aye, Chief. Take good care of her. She's a good boat.
Bloody brilliant. Turn the poor sod to save the ship, then make him dash for dry land before Mr. Sunshine scorches him a new one. You're still a dick.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, bollocks. I'll make sure to give Drew your regards.
Knowing Drew, someone else is already giving her my regards.
She wouldn't... Oh, bugger.
I would hurry if I were you, Spike.
Oh, sodding rats. I don't see why the initiative blokes didn't make it so I could kill the flaming lot of you. Time to get some late night shopping done. It's a wonder this place hasn't been stolen right from under old Rupert. Let's see, I'm fixed for Berber weed, but running low on candles. Candles. Lemon seduction? Raspberry smoothie? Cinnamon bun? Essence of slug? God. Victorians may have been a bunch of sexually repressed wankers, but at least they made wax that smelt like bloody wax. Got to be demon girls doing. Ah, nice serrated blade. Good for beheading. Better be the forces of darkness making that racket, not Xander copping off with Anya again.
I've already told you, I don't have the slightest idea.
Mark, you're not going to get anything out of him if you crush his windpipe.
He doesn't know anything. Maybe we've got the wrong place. Let's just trash the shop and be done with.
I wish you'd learn to focus. If the book Javert wants is here somewhere.
Can I just drain the guy? I've got a sudden craving in the shop.
I don't think I'm your type. I'm an O positive, and you strike me more as an AB man.
Well, you really can't kill him now. Mr. Giles, isn't it? I phoned this morning. I spoke to a woman in your employ who assured me you had...
Looks like you got yourself a spot of bother, Giles. Lucky for you, I'm a right terror and I've got a new weapon to test.
Spike, I'm almost certainly glad to see you. Now, if you could stop with the bravado.
Oi, fighting and snarking are mine. Don't see me trying to interfere when you're boring me to death with your books and dry exposition. Now let's deal with these half-wit lackeys.
We're not lackeys. Or half-wits. We're a unit. Working together towards a common goal.
Tim's right. We're like a family. Javert's hired, mistress, and he's going...
Mark, shut up.
Hey, don't I know you? Yeah, killed a few of your mates about a week back while you ran pissing yourself. Smart move.
I didn't. What are you doing here anyway?
Nicking stuff, same as you. Except I'm doing a better job of it.
Spike, you were stealing a Vinci sacrificial sword. I had to get that on special order. How could you?
You want to hold off on the lecture? It's not like it's the first time I've robbed you.
Spike. For heaven's sake, duck.
A little late for that. Blade's got stuck in the wall. The sod ran off. Again. Cowardly's the last thing you want in a minion. Chuck mine years ago. Would never have any, if it wasn't for Drew insisting. I like fighting my own battles. But I suppose you, being a watch, would have a different viewpoint. Got slaves to go out and do your grunt work.
That's not... Could you possibly help me up and into the training room? I think I need to sit down.
You took a nasty bump to the head back there. Well, at least you're still conscious.
It's only since coming to Sunnydale that I've gained the predisposition for being knocked unconscious. Perhaps I'm getting too old for all of this. My being here seems rather redundant.
It's true, then. About you wanting to leave?
I'm still undecided. But I'm sure in my absence, Willow could take over. The others listened to her, and she's come on quite a lot over the last few years.
Oh, yeah, she loved that. Girl's getting a taste for power as it is.
I appreciate it if you would keep this to yourself.
Oh, I'm not going to say a word. It only upsets Dawn. Well, I think you owe me a drink. I did save your life, after all.
And the only reason you were here in the first place was to steal from me.
I knew you weren't going to let that drop. Fine, I'll go get me own booze. There's a liquor store not far off. Lacks security. My coat's got big pockets. And they never check them. Yeah, I'm putting this by your head in case you puke. Concussions make you do that. As well as being blind drunk. You're probably familiar with both.
Noted. Why are you helping me?
Obvious, isn't it? I'm going to go see what I can find out about those vampires.
Spike, come on, let's go. You need to quit while you're not completely losing.
You want to be dealt in, Spike. Chance to win it all back.
You're not that great at poker, Spike. Even when you're sober. And you told me you promised that sweet girl Dawn you weren't going to drink anymore.
Hey, get off a coat, will ya? Clem, when did you get to be so strong?
I'm not. You're just that drunk.
I'm not that drunk. It was mostly an act to get information out of those demons about the vamps I'd have run with tonight.
No offense, Spike, but those guys don't exactly keep track on vampire current affairs. Honestly, they only let you in the game because they're afraid of you. Vampires are only just above humans. I mean, not to me. I think vampires rock.
No, we don't. We're a sorry lot. I can't say there's many vampires that I actually like. You know what the real problem with vampires is?
They're sarcastic, drink too much, threaten you with violence, and get obsessed with cute blonde slayers?
Am I the only vampire you know? Hey, I'm not obsessed. In love is the term I think you'll find. You know what the real problem is? Angel. Everything wrong with my own life can be traced back to that year. Even when we were both evil.
Hey, don't go saying that, pal. I still think you're evil.
He wanted me to be just like him. Go for easy prey, draw out the kill. I mean, where's the challenge in that? And he was always trying to take Drew away from me. And even when he had a soul, he got in my way. I might have killed a slayer if it weren't for him. And then I wouldn't have to have kept coming back here. Wouldn't have got a chip in my head or have fallen for Buffy. I wouldn't be going through this.
Vampire families sound dysfunctional and not in a fixable after-school special way. You know what'll cheer you up? The lawn demon I've been dating just got a new flat-screen TV. We could go over and watch some old movies. Casablanca? I love that movie. Of all the gin joints and all the towns in all the world.
Hello, Dad.
Bloody hell. Who's that? You know what the real problem with Nazis is? Their coats aren't bloody waterproof. Take a swim in the channel and they just come apart at the seams. And I look really good in that coat. Not that's my only gripe with mine, not even close. This old wanting to turn me into a lab rat, trapping me on a sub with Angelus. Now that I take issue with. I've not seen Angelus in more than 40 years, and you know what? He's still the same arrogant tosser. Surprised he didn't swim back over here for Drew. Not that that heartless bitch hasn't been going off with whoever takes her fancy while I've been gone.
Vous êtes tous des salauds, en plus. Vous avez des appétits inconvénients. Et vous êtes incapables de plaire vos abosons.
Don't speak French, love. Comprende?
She thinks you can't keep your woman satisfied between the sheets.
Miserable cow. Don't know what she's blabbering on about. Women.
Why must they be so complicated?
To make as crazy as they are, I suspect. Not that I'd have it any other way. Keeps things interesting. Be nice, though, if I could be out of her sights for more than a day without a stray. So, what's your bird done to drive you to this pisshole?
We had a disagreement. Lately, she picks fights with me. Blames me I can't find work. It wasn't even my idea to run away here. She thought I could make a living as an artist. But I'm ten a penny out here. That was all right to begin with. We had each other. That's no longer enough for her.
I was going to be a poet. Wrote a bunch of sentimental drivel. I don't know. Maybe that's why she chose me. A stupid punch she could wrap around her little finger. Great romance isn't what it's cracked up to be, you know. Take my advice, son. Once you let your girl stomp on your heart, she's going to make sport of it.
A toast to the cruel, vindictive women we love. You sired me.
I don't know you from Adam, mate. And yeah, I've killed a lot of people, but I don't make a habit of siring. Only did it the once, and trust me, I wouldn't repeat that mistake. Clem, you pulled me out of a poker game for this?
What do you mean you don't remember me? You sired me. You're my damn sire. You changed my destiny. You really don't remember me, do you? 1943, France, the war...
Look, I've been polite up until now, but you're beginning to bore me. And a bar fight's looking right interesting at the moment, so don't test my patience.
Spike, I think you're hurting his feelings.
You don't have the slightest clue, do you? You abandoned me. And it wasn't like I could find any helpful literature on the subject of becoming a vampire. All I could find was a copy of Dracula. I slept in a coffin. And you know how pricey a decent casket is? It was years before I found another vampire who put me right.
No fruit of my loins would ever read that crap. Dracula's a bloody glory hound. He goes around biting slayers when he's got no right to. And he can only do that because he's using his bloody thrall. Some of us have got to work a lot harder than that. Wait a minute. You're the vampire that's been asking around after me. Those vampires back at the shop, yours, I take it. Hey, Glenn. I've got me a stalker.
You think I want a signed picture? How do vampire photograph anyway, without a reflection?
Laugh now, but you are going to pay.
Right, bye then, son. Study hard on them death threats. Someday you might be as good as your old man.
Man, he left in a huff.
Teenage snit. I hope he grows out of it.
Please, come in. Hello, you must be Candace Wells. That name sounds oddly familiar.
I have a younger brother called Andrew. He comes here a lot. I mean, who else is he going to get to talk to him for less than $150 an hour?
Is that why you're here? To talk about your family?
No. I'm here to talk about my dead choir friends. Not that I haven't been through this kind of thing before. You know, by second grade, one-third of my class were missing or dead. Our baseball team really sucked, and my first boyfriend died at his graduation, and the last boyfriend I had is now in the Sunnydale psych ward. It was really sudden.
Oh, that's an awful thing for you to have been through.
I guess. You wouldn't believe how hard it is dating in a place like Sunnydale. Small town, high mortality rate, not exactly a big dating pool. So, you know, dead acquaintances, not that new. And I'm the well-adjusted one in the family.
I wish you would stop telling me what to do all the time, Willow. It's irritating. You've become even more controlling since you got that plaque.
I only said you probably shouldn't rely on the Buffybot to do your chores around the shop.
Chores? They're not chores. That's like suggesting Xander's job is merely a hobby. I know what's happening here. You're trying to make me feel inferior, to diminish me in front of everyone else because I dare to question your authority.
Anya, Willow didn't mean anything. We're just worried about Buffybot in public. I know she did well with a social worker, but maybe we should limit her contact with people, just to be safe.
I'm certain that the social worker couldn't have been paying much attention. Otherwise, she'd have figured something was up.
They're very busy people. The one that used to check in on my parents, you know, forget that train of thought. It only ends with drunken neglect.
See what you've done, Willow? You've brought into light Xander's terrible parents.
I know your parents weren't.
Guys, I think the magic box might have been broken into.
Hello? I don't like this. I know my day is going to be ruined when it starts off with the keywords Sunnydale, unlocked door, and shady store.
Anya, when you closed the shop last night, did you remember to lock the door?
Of course I did. Oh my god, the place is trashed. Oh my god, the money!
Giles!
It looks okay. It's still green and spendy.
Watch your step, everyone. There's glass everywhere.
Giles, are you okay?
I'm fine, Tara.
What happened?
Some vampires broke in last night. Fortunately, Spike was here to chase them off. They seem to be focused on these books. I've been going through them since.
Well, that explains the creased clothes. I was worried for a minute there that we were witnessing your walk of shame ensemble.
Anya, could you get the broom from the back room and clean up a little bit before we open for the day?
Me? I told you we should have brought the bot.
She's helping with Dawn. And she's not your slave.
No, just yours. I don't see why it's immoral when I want to use her around the store, when Spike got away with using her for his sexual gratification.
I'm troubled by these vampires' choice in reading materials. I'm trying to work out which book they might have been after.
That section is kind of dark artsy.
Yes. And I'm, tragically, far from done with my work here.
That's great! I mean, Giles, you were up all night with the researching and the pondering over books. You've not done that in a really long time. Oh, I think this calls for coffee and donuts for everyone.
Blueberry muffin for Jeb, cruller for Mom, apple fritter for Tucker, and...
Candace, I told you to wait up!
I got tired of waiting while you pretend to tie your shoelaces when I know you're really oogling the display at Metro Comics.
They had the new Astonishing X-Men in, and you're not supposed to ditch me because Mom said so.
I wasn't trying to get rid of you. I think Mom would care anyway. She's too busy with Jeb to give a damn about any of us.
I'm ready to take next order.
Isn't that the guy you have a crush on? He's really cute. He's got a nice smile, really blue eyes, and the body of a Greek athlete. I bet he has really nice abs.
Yeah, no. Go away.
Fine.
Hi.
Oh, hey there. The usual. Do you want me to bring it over?
No. I mean, it's an order to go, so I won't be taking up space at my usual table as strong coffee novel reading girl. Okay, so magazine and hot chocolate girl. Anyway, that's just a cover story for why I really come in here. I have a secret pastry addiction.
Enough said. I totally understand. It's why I took this job. That and I get to talk to really pretty girls.
Candace, I know you said I could only have a decaf and plain bagel because the sugar makes me hyper, but can I please have a donut with sprinkles on it? Oh, are you asking my sister out? It's been ages since she went on a date after what happened to her other boyfriends.
Boyfriends?
Oh, don't worry, they are out of the picture. One's, in the psych ward, kind of went crazy overnight. The other two died, one at graduation, and the other one was mauled.
I'm on my break. Vanessa, can you take over for me?
Andrew, do you even know what you just did?
Yeah, I asked for some sprinkles.
Well, now you get nothing. The only reason why I even asked you here was because Mom wanted you gone so she and Jeb could have some alone time. You mess up everything. Even my pathetic attempt at having an actual love life. Hasn't it sunk in yet? Nobody likes you.
For your information, sister, girlfriend, I have lots of friends. Lots. Warren and Jonathan like me, so I don't need you or Mom or lame old Tucker anymore.
Crap.
Hello, Candace.
Hi, Candace.
It's great to see you again, Candace.
Hi, guys.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Everything's fine with my train wreck of a life. My family is always messing everything up for me. I bet you guys both have wonderful families.
On FM, rentrez chez vous, sous la télé.
Don't know what she said, but I'm thinking it was bloody insulting. She better hope I don't run into her again. There's got to be another pub around here somewhere.
I think you've had enough. I've never seen anyone put away drink like you. It's a wonder you're still alive.
That's because I'm not. I've been dead since I met Drew. You know what? I'm done with her. I'm going to tell her to sod off next time she comes crawling back to me. See how she likes it.
Yes, you should do that, my friend.
Yeah, damn right I should. I'm done being a doormat. She's on her final notice.
And I'll tell Nicola things must change or we're done.
Yeah, you do that, mate. Neither of us is going to take it anymore.
Precisely. We love them, but there's only so much abuse we can take.
Yeah, although some abuse ain't bad.
Yes, we are lovers, not fighters.
Well, you would say that. You're French. Me, I'm both a lover and a fighter, but we understand one another now. Got similar problems.
Like, where to find the next pub?
Now you're finally getting it.
Hey guys, I'm back from shopping. I officially hate the grocery store. Shoppers are insane and grabby. I feel violated. Hey, watch it, Spike.
It's not like I hurt you. Chip didn't fire.
Well, for future reference, you might want to watch where you're going. Unless you want me to end up as Rat Amy's new playmate.
You might want to take your own advice. Stop you from getting into stuff you're not ready to handle yet.
I hope you two are quite done with your snipping at one another. I think we've waited long enough.
I'm sorry, Giles. I just lost track of time.
Willow's tardy. That's a touch out of character.
What? You were late too, Spike.
I was outside having a smoke, waiting for your own precious self to arrive.
Spike, what's up with the moodiness of you tonight? Do you just have to pick on somebody else when Xander's not around?
Not been sleeping well.
That's understandable. Are you still having nightmares?
What do you think?
Spike, did you find anything out on those vampires from last night?
I didn't learn a thing.
Well, thank you for making an effort.
Giles, did you find out anything?
Yes, actually. I noticed that a rare talisman we had in stock matched the description in this book. A box made from the bones of a warrior's horse.
We had one of those? I didn't see it. Maybe you hallucinated it. Have you recently been stung by a Gargalomashnik demon?
It appears that's what's gone missing.
Well, those vampires must have stolen it. Certainly, I didn't give it away to one of my ex-demon colleagues.
What? Anya, did you have something?
Shh, little girl. Child is talking.
There's also mention of two other talismans that are needed in order to harness the power of this first one. They should all be located in the vicinity of Sunnydale.
Well, that's a bloody convenient distance, if you ask me.
They're connected to the local legend related to Sunnydale. Over time, these trinkets have been dispersed many times throughout history, as far as I can tell, but they always return to Sunnydale.
What makes them so important?
They all contain sacred animal spirits that were trapped somehow. These are the same spirits that the Navajo would call upon to protect them.
Oh, maybe we could harness their power to do the same thing.
If these vampires are trying to use them, I don't think they can be good.
Best off finding these trinkets and destroying them, then.
Yes, we certainly wouldn't want to give it away to any other demons.
Anya, again with the huh?
So, what kind of animal thingy are we looking for right now?
That would be the coyote.
Let's hope nobody gets possessed by a coyote and starts going through trash cans and howling at the moon.
It's more of an embodiment of the animal. Nothing like what happened to Xander. The spirit only symbolizes the strength of the animal. Mai, the coyote, controls the spirit world. It ushers people into the afterlife and guards the living and the dead. It's been fashioned into a string of beads. The circle represents life and death.
Maybe it's worth something after all.
I believe you're interrupting my exposition, Spike.
Where do we find it?
Its translation says it will be in his den that springs from earth to sky.
Cryptic. Why is it always cryptic? Why couldn't they just draw a map with a giant X on it? You know, ancient mystics could learn a lot from pirates.
I dated a pirate once. I got called on to curse his captain. I think his name was Swallow. Or Robin. Sparrow. Sparrow. Sparrow something or other.
Oh, I know. It might be in one of the caves. They're underground, and they touch the sky. Not literally, but it sounds like a place to hide stuff.
To the top of the class, or you nibble it?
It's probably in one of the larger caves. Those have been blocked off from the public, where we thought the dragon was a month ago.
Let's go then.
Born of earth, heart and speed, the spirit of the horse attacks the mountain.
Horse, this war is not going as those of the sky would plan.
Fire, hush and focus. We need to band together. Together we are powerful. Powerful enough to stop the darkness coming from the mouth of hell.
Not if we have anything to say about it. In Grante, in Bolia, in Facto, Perspecto, in Anime, Mistolia.
Again, why did you get me out of work? To search some caves for beads?
They're magic beads, if that helps at all. And in no way to be confused with magic beans. That way lays beanstalks and giants.
It's a good job, then, that giants don't exist.
Tell that to some poor sod that's just shagged a thrice-wise.
A thrice what now?
Surprise, you've not been with one, what with your ability to attract demon kind.
Female demons, so keep your hands to yourself.
I was stopping you falling to your death, you burk!
Right. Whoa, that's a long drop. Fall down there, might as well make it your retirement spot.
Xander, don't be silly. You would certainly be killed on impact on those rocks below.
Oh, and that would be a crying shame.
I'm getting magic-y vibes from that recess over there. Might be worth a look.
Spike, if you could do the honors.
Great. I don't see why you can't send the bot.
Because you're expendable. She's not.
Or more use than you are. All right, fine.
Don't worry, Buffybot. Spike's gonna be okay. He's got that vampire night vision, and he probably won't get stuck in there.
Oh, I'm not worried. He is very flexible.
I thought you'd stopped her doing that, Red. Probably just put that programming back that pissed me off. I've made my way to a small chamber. There's tribal paintings, a coyote attacking a demon. Looks like our place.
Hey, hurry it along, Mr. Art Critic. Some of us have actual lives to get back to.
Gonna give you a good old-fashioned lynching if you don't shut up.
Well, at least you made him mad at someone else besides me, Xander.
We should really get around to killing him. I'm gonna put it on my to-do list.
Xander!
I can still hear you. I'm beginning to understand why Giles wants to get away from you. You're bleeding tragic without this Slayer.
And if you're looking to put the witch in charge, you better start arranging your own funerals.
You manipulative bastard. I told you that in confidence. You better have the talisman when you get back out, or you're not leaving these caves.
Giles, you're really leaving? After everything?
I never said that exactly. And I'd only leave once I was sure things had been straightened out here.
Found it. Bet it'd make a tidy sum on the black magic market.
Ah, it's wonderful to breathe in that fresh, slightly polluted California air. I'm glad to be out of that cave. Talk about cold.
Xander, my warm-blooded friend. I'm not programmed to notice thermal heat changes.
Spike, it's become quite clear that you cannot be trusted.
I'm sick of you all running around pretending everything is fine. And Buffy wouldn't want you abandoning the people she loved.
You weren't concerned with Buffy's wishes before. You might recall an uninvited spell she made me cast when you wouldn't leave her alone.
I'm sorry to interrupt your spat, but you've got something we want. Oh, hello, Slayer. We meet again. You're as gorgeous as ever. I can understand what you see in her, Spike.
Oh, hello again, Mr. Giles. Spike.
I'm sorry, but I do not recall any of you vampires. We weren't properly introduced. I'm Buffy.
I bested you in a fight. Why is it no one can remember me? The residents of this area are completely dense. Is it something in the water supply?
Spike, you know this guy?
Well, you see, he's... Well, he reckons that...
He's my sire.
What? Spike sired you? Is his chip still working?
It was back in the 1940s. I'm older than I look.
I bloody well told you last night I didn't sire you.
I believe you told me you hadn't learned anything about these vampires, Spike.
Yes, he let you down, didn't he? In fact, I tracked him here. You'll have to thank him for my killing of you all.
Enemies fly and fall. Circling arms raise a wall.
You can't hide behind your magic fence forever. Certainly not when my plan comes together, and I use these spirits to start an earthquake on the San Andreas Fault Line.
Oh my god, that's your big plan? That's so lame.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message. Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Stop laughing. In what way is this funny?
I do not know. Perhaps it's your amusing haircut.
Hey, don't start, Slayer, or I'll give you another go-round next time I see you in the cemetery. You're all going to die with immense suffering.
I can't breathe. I think I'm gonna die from laughing.
As evil plans go, it's really not up to scratch.
You do understand that earthquakes are a common occurrence in California.
Of course I know that. How stupid do you think I am?
Barry, seeing as your evil plan's based on that of a Bond villain. Anybody? A View to a Kill. Come on, Max Zorin. Evil French businessman, product of a Nazi experiment. He tries to start an earthquake on the San Andreas Fault Line. Did nobody else see this movie?
Can't say I have.
Nor me.
No.
No.
Nope.
Really? Nobody? Buffy would have got it. Might have been Lex Luthor's idea first.
Come on, Javert. We're not going to get through this spell.
I'll see you all later.
This Javert guy sounds very amusing, honey. But I haven't seen A View to Kill. Besides, I don't like James Bond. He's sexist and clearly overcompensating with all his gadgets, which aren't even economically viable.
Guys, if you're done, would you mind helping us find a disenchant spell for the amulet?
Yeah, okay, Will.
Best off hurrying it along. No telling when those vamps might decide to turn up.
Yes, I'd prefer the store not to be looted again.
The insurance keeps going up, but the rent's gone down.
There's always the Summers house. The vampires haven't been invited in.
Great idea, Wills, but you probably shouldn't have said it when Spike's around. He's going to run off and go tell his little hellspawn where to find us.
For the last bleeding time, I didn't sire him.
I can't understand why a vampire would lie about something like this.
I don't get it either, all right, but you're just going to believe him, aren't you? You're forgetting he's evil.
So are you.
And do you ever believe me?
I think I know a way to solve this. There's a spell that can track vampire bloodlines. There's a mystical blood link between vampires. A drop of Spike's blood and...
No.
What do you mean, no?
First few things I learned about becoming a vampire. First, the siring thing wasn't for me. And second, never trust a witch with your blood. Don't want a bloodstone vengeance spell cast on me when I do something you don't like, or you do something I don't like.
And the excuses are piling up.
Oh, what about all the minions you used to have? Didn't you sire them?
Drew did the turning. The rest were what was left from the Master's brood. I just scared him into working for me.
Spike, maybe you should leave. Go on patrol while we work here.
Fine. It's not like I'm one for research.
Willow, why did you send Spike away?
He's a vampire, Buffybot. We shouldn't forget that.
What shall we do with the drunk? Say hello. What shall we do with the drunk? Say hello.
Spike. Don't, you'll wake the whole neighborhood.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor lying in the morning? Put him in the longboat, Jersey, sir. Put him in the longboat.
Shut up! I've got to be up in a few hours.
I'm bloody tired, too. Something in the sea took it out of me.
I think it's all you've had to drink on an empty stomach. Spike, you can't sleep in the street. You can come stay with me.
You're a nice lad, but I just don't lean that way. Sorry.
I was offering you the floor, my friend. Come on before we get arrested. You're gonna have to be quiet. Madeline, the landlady, has hearing like a bat.
She's not human, then.
What? No, not in the strictest sense, but she's okay enough. Nothing special, but it's better than some places I've been.
It's alright. I'm just gonna take a little rest over here.
Well, floor it is then.
What's going on? Why is there a drunk man in our bed? Was he the one singing sea shanties in the street?
He's a friend. He needs somewhere to stay. I don't know why he keeps singing. And how long is it since it was our bed?
I don't want to talk about this now. I'm going to stay with Madeline down the hall.
You'll come back, though, right?
Maybe. I'm not sure. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
That was not pretty.
There it is.
I hope you don't mind me just dropping in, Tara, but I had to get out of there.
Really, it's fine, Candace. Right, Don?
Yeah, come around anytime.
You've been really sweet to me. Though I was kind of worried that it was an act and that you might have been the one killing the choir, Tara. You know, look out for the quiet ones.
Well, Tara's the best. I'm really glad she lives here with me and Willow. And my sister.
I'm missing my dorm room. I've had to move back home for the summer, and my family is just creepy. Dad left to do a cheesy magic show in Las Vegas. My mom is shacking up with random guys, and my brothers are total freaks.
Yeah. Families are complicated.
I'm sorry. Tara told me about your mom. I know it must be tough for you and your sister. Tara? Dawn?
We're in here, with Candace.
Oh, hi again. Tara, we got that bead thing that we were looking for all day. We were gonna do more. I wanted to keep it here. Candace, do you mind staying with Dawn for a few hours?
No problem. We'll be fine.
We have the number for the pizza place at hand in case of a hunger-related emergency.
There's $20 on my nightstand. Just try not to make a mess.
I'm glad we've got the Buffybot, but it's nice having a babysitter that doesn't need a babysitter for herself.
I wouldn't go that far. You really think we should have left them?
Sure, she'll be fine, as long as she keeps Dawn away from the cookies.
Aw, I think Dawn's cute hyped up on sugar.
You were right, Jinx. So predictable. I'll go around the back of the house and distract the other girl. You can go get the talisman.
Of course, your magnificent vampireness.
Time to put on the charm.
Oh, don't worry, Dawn. I'll get it. Stay on the phone with your friend.
Oh, hi. I was looking for Willow.
She's out at the minute. How do you know her?
She's a friend of a friend.
Did you want me to pass on a message or something?
She's got something of mine. Actually, if I could come in and get it...
Well, I don't live here, and I don't know you. You could be a total serial killer or something, so... No. Sorry and all.
I look like a serial killer. No wonder it's been so long since I went on a date.
Cute, but I'm not buying the doe-eyed innocent guy thing.
You got me. I'm conceited. Do you go to Sunnydale University? I think I might have seen you there.
Yes, but it's probably my local celebrity you recognized before. I was on TV about a month ago. Some girls in my choir died, and there was a news crew. It was all stupid questions and being attacked by a makeup lady with mass amounts of blush. Celebrity's overrated. Hollywood will just have to suffer without me.
That they will.
If I were a sacred magical talisman, where would I? Oh, behind the sofa.
Candace, who was at the door?
The key! It's still in this weak, fleshy form.
I have a name, Scabby. It's Dawn.
You are not real. Glory should have been sent home, and you should have ceased to be.
Sticks and stones, you snivelling wanker. You're going to cease to be anything but a bloodstain on the floor.
Spike, Candace is in trouble.
Who?
Tucker's sister!
Javert, wake up! Have you slept the day away? Wake up, sleepyhead! Javert, wakey wakey! Look, I know you're probably still angry with me, but there's a reason I've been acting funny. You see, I'm pregnant, and I know you always wanted children, because you never had a family of your own. But I was still worried about what you'd think. I mean, we're not even married, and we have nothing. Please look at me, Javert. Oh my God, so much blood! Oh, thank God you're alive! I'll get Madeline to send for the doctor! Oh my God! Your face!
Put the girl down.
Spike, glad you could make it. Want a drink? You shared one with me once.
Spike, you...
Don't get inside now.
Not willing to share the tasty treat?
She's...
Like the child you never left.
I don't care what issues you got with me.
No, you are going to admit what you did.
You're turning into a bleeding broken record, you know?
You were drunk, got hungry in the night. But I fought you back, kicking, scratching, biting to live. I died with a coppery taste of blood in my mouth, yours. I didn't realize that was what brought me back. But then, she didn't come back like me.
If you had been there like a sire is supposed to, I would have known that.
I know the feeling, hurting the ones you love, but I did you a blessing not letting you turn her.
You don't understand.
I do, all too well.
This girl is going to die unless you release the demon.
Spike, he got the talent!
Inside! Got your demon, now give me the girl.
Okay, here you go. Come on,
Candace. Candace, please.
I thought I told you to stay indoors.
Spike, she's dead.
Wake up. Please wake up. Nicola, my sweetheart, please. I need you. Don't leave me. I lost us our child. Can't lose you too. You're supposed to come back, like me. Us together, like always. I don't know what I did wrong. What Spike did that I didn't.
Nicola? Javert? It's Madeline. The rent's overdue. Hello? I'm worried. Nobody's seen either of you in days. Is everything all right?
Go away. I want to be left alone.
That's not happening. I'm coming in.
What's that smell? Where's Nicola?
She's sleeping.
Okay. I'll come back later when...
You're gonna try and take her away from me! Like they did at the orphanage.
Your face! What the hell are you?
I'm a vampire.
I've been checking police reports. Missing people is up by 70%. I think Javert is making himself a vampire army. And now he's got the talisman, too.
Spike, there's no smoking in here.
I think we'll let it slide just this once, Anya.
Thanks, Washer. This Javert's dangerous, and it's my fault he's here. It's all my fault.
Did you turn him into a vampire, Spike?
I still don't remember. I believe him, though. Way he was talking... No self-respecting vampire's going to want to show that kind of weakness if it ain't true.
So it's your fault Candace is dead?
No, Dawn. I was the one that pushed Candace to stay. I should have warned her.
Wow. I can't believe we didn't take this guy seriously.
I thought we could handle it. And maybe we could if Buffy were here. But we were only ever sidekicks, and we'd just let what we could do with Buffy go to our heads.
Buffy's gone, Willow, and there's no use wishing her here. I've researched this ritual more, and we're not dealing with any run-of-the-mill earthquake. It has the potential to destroy the whole of California.
That's simple, then. We move states. Ohio, anyone? There's even a Helma.
Anya, honey, not helping.
If we are to survive this, we are going to have to stick together. No more petty arguments. And I have no plans to leave Sunnydale. We've got to put this failure behind us and get on with things.
I'm sorry to bring this news. Please let me know when your parents come home. We can't give them all the information they need.
We will.
Tucker?
Don't say it, Andrew. Just don't say anything.
This episode was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were Clay Robeson, Cliss, Scott Corelli, Rich Siegfried, Tabitha, and Kim. Original music for this episode by Austin Wintory. Visit the artist at austinwintory.com. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lions by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. Theme song for Javert is Overload, also by the band Beatnik Turtle. Radio music is The Ballad of Jacko the Lantern by The Muses. Visit them at themuses.com. And credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by Magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, buffybetweenthelines.com. Special thanks to our beta readers, Trish, Gwen Blair, and Unette, Laura TD, Ima Mezzo, and Sue. This episode was written by Emma Rowland. Our cast for this episode consists of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the narrator, Mad Scientist as Willow, Cliss as Tara, Brian Brown as Giles, Chris O'Connor as Xander, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Tasha as Dawn, Kim Butler as the Buffy Bot, Nick Edwards as Spike, Paul Mackey as Javert, also with Jen as Caroline, Alex Gilmore as Mac, Clay Robeson as Angel, Eddie as Lawson, David C. Simon as Tim, Diedrich as Clem, Scott Corelli as Demon, Darcy as the French bartender, Cookie Coletti as Mrs. Carter, Laura Knott as Candace, Jason, a.k.a. Fozzie Bear 13, as Andrew, Jack Gregson as Cute Coffee Guy, Alicia as Horse, Barbara Jungbauer as Fire, Christiana Ellis as Air, Leanne as Mystic, Emma as Sleepy Girl, Danny Cutler as Nicola, Tvindy as Jinx, Viridian as Madeline, and Andrew Ball as Tucker. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at buffybetweenthelines.com. Additional sound effects were created by Nick Edwards, Laura, Rachel, Clay, and Kim. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes, so please don't sue us. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes, Podcast Pickle, or Podcast Alley. The producers would like you to know that Candace will remain in our hearts and in Season 2. They also do not endorse any plan to destroy California, no matter how long it takes for the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers to come to their senses and give the writers a fair deal. We miss original, well-written dramas. Support the WGA and... Oh, am I ranting again?
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.
Yes, I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Well, that explains the creased clothes. I was worried for a minute there that we were witnessing your walk of shame ensemble.
I slept in a coffin, and you know what pricey decent...
Should this document fall into the wrong hands? This is So Totally Scene 1 of Episode 6 of Buffy Between the Lines.
Episode 6, Scene 8, French Paw. Spike is drunk.